Texans All Access, Mark Vandermeer and John McClain from the Houston Chronicle, the General, joining you tonight. And it's Thursday, so it's our weekly visit with Rick Smith, General Manager and Executive Vice President. How's it going, Rick?
I'm doing well. I'm going to try to do like John, just to salute the folks like
salute.
He did. He's so cool that way. I know the people on radio can't see that, but yeah. Trust me, he's a general for a reason.
He is. He's got a lot of media experience. All right, Rick. We have experience bouncing back from tough games. That was a tough loss on Sunday. Some positives out of it, but what'd you make of it as you go into this week facing a divisional opponent?
Well, you got to put that one behind you, Mark. There are tons of things that we could talk about that were good in the game, but we're in this business to win, and we didn't get that done. We talked about the fact that we were going to have to go play a really good game, and four or five guys were going to have to make plays in order for us to win the game, and then we would have to finish. We had a bunch of guys make a bunch of plays, but we didn't finish, and that was that's something we've got to learn. And I like the effort. I like what I saw on a lot of levels and from a lot of different places. But we've got to finish those games and win in those environments.
I want to ask you about a player that came out of nowhere. Bruce Ellington was cut by the 49ers. He goes to the Jets. He's there one day. Fails their physical. Y'all bring him in. Obviously, passed the physical, but. Other than when he's had a concussion, he's made plays, scored a touchdown the other day. Number one, what did you like about when you brought him in here, and is he even better than you thought he could be?
Well, I don't know that he's better than we thought, John. We liked him coming out of college. You know, he was an explosive player and made a lot of plays. And, you know, this league, we talk about it all the time when we release players. This league is not so much always about talent as much as it's about fit at some points. And so you're right, he did not pass the physical with the New York Jets. He had an injury that we had some familiarity with, and so we were more comfortable when we got him in here. We were aware of why they had failed him. Talked to Jeff Kaplan and Walt Lowe and our medical crew, and we did our own evaluation, felt like we were comfortable with what he was dealing with. And when the young man's healthy, he's still an explosive player and can make plays with the ball in his hands, and so we were happy to get him.
He told us that the type of hamstring injury he had was not unlike Andre Johnson's in 2011, and the staff, Jeff Kaplan and his whole crew, the experience they had with him really kind of helped out Ellington, or maybe helped contribute to that decision.
Well, that was I was trying to just anonymously allude to, but that's exactly the injury that we had before. And, so we had a lot of, that was one of the, I have that Netter and Grey's Anatomy book in my office, Mark, and it's funny, when I opened that book, I had a sticky with Andre's name on it when I went to look at that injury. So that's exactly the situation that we had, and that's why we were comfortable, and the young man's done a nice job when he's healthy.
Okay, you had so many receivers out for so long. So he came back, caught a touchdown pass. Now Will Fuller's back. He's been out since the first week at camp. Talk about what he could mean to the offense.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the first thing you think about when you think about Will is speed and explosiveness, right? And so shot plays downfield. He can still run better routes than I think anybody gave him credit for, and I thought he showed that last year. He's got to be more consistent catching the football. He knows that. But you add that element outside with him, and you've got Bruce working inside. You still got, Braxton Miller, who's still on the come, and obviously with DeAndre. And so you've got a group that you can do some different things with when you add Tyler Irvin in, and sometimes you maybe split him out, and you got Steven Anderson, and the tight end group is starting to come alive as well. Since we've gotten those guys back, Ryan Griffin did a nice job last week, as did Steven Anderson. So you've got some weapons to utilize, and as long as we can put all those pieces around Deshaun, and he understands what we're asking him to do and understands the package, we've got some flexibility and some guys who can make plays.
Let's do a little story time here, Rick. Ryan Griffin, because you drafted him in 2013, and he's a player who didn't go to the combine, and sometimes guys who don't go to the combine get that chip on their shoulder or whatever, but can you discuss with us what you saw in him early on, and he turns out to be a very good player that you got in the sixth round?
Well, you saw 6'6", 260 pounds. That was a pretty good athlete, you know. He's not one of those guys that specializes in one particular area of the tight end position group, right? He's not an F. He's not a guy that's going to go out and make a significant mismatch against linebackers in man coverage. He's not a big Y blocker that's going to sit on the line of scrimmage and knock people off the ball consistently, but he can do a little bit of both. And when you've got that versatility, it makes for a nice package to blend with the other guys in the group, and he certainly does that.
What is something that Watson has done that surprised you? I mean, you can't expect him to throw for 301 yards at New England. To me, it's his arm is stronger than I thought. What is something that he's done at this point that you kind of wows you?
I don't know that I'm wowed. He's done – the guy has probably better command of every part of playing the position at this point, I guess, than I would imagine. I expected him to be that way. But he's, you know, we talked about that presence last week a little bit, right, and how it calms everybody down, and he's able to, you know, people can execute when there's not, you know, a heightened sense of pressure. And, mm-hmm. and a lot of that stems from his presence in the huddle, on the field, how he moves and operates and manages various situations. And so, you know, he's got that element to him, but he also has a pretty good command of what we're asking him to do from a scheme perspective. And didn't have any doubts that he would be able to do that, but I do see flashes of you know, his ability to even take on more of the offense and continue to grow. And I think as we do that, as the season progresses, I think you'll see him do more and more, and I think you'll see us do more and more.
What about him giving up the game check for the women in the cafeteria? That was strong.
Yeah, it was strong. It's who he is. I mean, he's a good man, and, you know, he's a good football player. Beyond that, he's got a good soul, a good heart, and I thought that was really a cool thing for him to do.
Deontay Foreman catching the ball out of the backfield. Well, I'll word it that way, but sometimes it's an improvisational kind of thing, it seems. It worked out that way against the Patriots, but he's really working out pretty well so far.
Yeah, he showed us that. You know, actually, he showed it the first time we really saw that, because I think he may have caught two or three balls in college, right?
Yeah.
But he came over for the local workout, and he showed us during that workout that he actually had good hands. And then that continued into the preseason, and we saw some of that stuff. But he is a threat out of the backfield. You know, with catching the football and doing some things in space that you may not attribute to a 230-pound, you know, back.
Go back to Watson. O'Brien, Sean Ryan, and Watson said they always talk to him about being careful when he runs and learning how to slide and when to slide and all that. But when do you hold your breath when four guys had their hands on him at New England, he escaped all of them? Do you ever go...
Well, I will tell you this. I want him to be careful too.
Yeah.
Right? He's been a big, fast, and strong. And so he's got some ability to kind of sense when people are around him. And he hadn't taken, you know, too big a shot, and he's got to get on the ground and learn all those things. And that's just something that I think he's got a decent feel for that. What you don't want is you don't want his competitive juices to start to flow in some of these environments where he's trying to do too much in the play, and then that opens him up to shots that no one wants him to take.
Rick, AFC South, very competitive. We knew it would be, but here are the Titans, and everybody's looking forward to this matchup. They know how important it is for the division down the line.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've never really paid a lot of attention no offense, John, to what people say about this division. This division has always been competitive. And so you're right, it's a big football game for us. We obviously are 0-1 in the division, and we need to win this football game. It's at home. We've got a few games here at home. You know, it's been on the road. It's been tough, the Thursday mm-hmm. game on the road, and then to go up to New England, that's a difficult environment to go in. And, you know, we played, you know, in some respects, you know, well enough to win, but we just didn't finish the football game there. And so we've got to take advantage of being home. You know, take advantage of a division opponent that we've got some familiarity with, and you know, they're coming to town, and they want to be the physical, you know, downhill, you know, aggressive football team that we are. But, you know, we feel pretty good about our football team as well.
All right, Rick, thanks a lot. Good
luck.
Thank
you, Rick.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.